Hey, what's up?
Hey, doing all right. How are you?
I'm very tired.
Because of life or because of work or both?
This week has been crazy. I have like almost 30 hours of meetings this week.
Oh my God, that's
Isn't that
horrific.
crazy? Yeah.
Yeah, that's no good. I don't know how you get anything done when you have that many meetings.
Well, as you'll see in our MinPals meeting later today, I do not get anything done. So,
Yeah,
okay.
I'm hoping that we can game plan and reset at that meeting, and I'm sure it won't take the full hour, but
Oh, for sure.
it's pretty cool. It took me a minute to wrap my head around how that was all gonna work, but I think we're in pretty good shape there for at least on the repair side, so I'm excited about that.
Awesome. Yeah, I think they'll be really excited to see that.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hello. Morning,
Doing not
everyone.
too bad.
Good afternoon, David.
Yes.
So, good morning.
Sorry if you can hear my cat screaming in the background. We're within a half hour of breakfast time. Okay. Let us begin. I don't know if Jakob's joining us. Jason's still out, so we can just get started. And I think Adam's out as well, so it's a little lighter of a crew. I've got some stuff to review for Jakob. We usually start with David, I, and Tara on Thursday. Do you have anything? And let me check the chat. Yes.
Sorry, I swear to God,
Yeah.
I'll get this done within 3 seconds before this meeting
That's
Sunday.
cool.
But, David, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, yeah, I see Tara's notes.
Okay, so the first question that I had was just I think, David, you're creating tenants and that's blocking work for Jason. Is that like on your plate?
I should be done with that with those today. I actually wanted to finish yesterday. I actually wanted to finish this morning, but then I realized the other issue, the mod errors and mod sync, I mean mod directory sync issue seems more pressing. So I actually paused on that and started taking a look at that today.
Awesome.
Yeah, but definitely this will be complete this week before Jason returns next week. What else? Okay, I see that there's a ticket for me to deploy new fixes. And then I saw the new tickets that you assigned to me. Concerning the performance issue, but I think that's sort of related, right, to the
Yeah.
fixes we are pushing.
Well, so that's why I wanted to make sure that we talked about this before we actually push those fixes out. And I think that this may need still to be, oh no, it's actually in a sprint. Never mind. So do you remember they were showing us that that there was slowness in the systems on Tuesday? And I can actually see it in SLNP 3, but in no other system. So I what is actually in SLNP3, right? I think that's my main question. Like, is that the old, like up to 1,000 directory entries solution, or is that the new solution that Jason made that I can see in SLNP1?
No, that's the old solution that Jason made. The
Okay,
one
so
where
there's
he just increased it to fetch 1,000 instead of 100. The old solution, yeah.
Okay, so I think that I made a mistake and I was actually supposed to test the new functionality in SLNP 3 and 4 before we deploy it. And I thought I was, but it wasn't deployed there. So I think the right order that we do this in is we deploy it to those two systems, and then I test it, and then you deploy it to everyone else. Is that right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So if
Okay,
Jason's
cool.
new fixes are ready, they need to go to SLNP 3 and 4 before we ship them out. Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. Do I need to submit something or reopen something, or I don't know where it would be. It feels like I need to reopen ILL Dev 191 and then retest it there and then go through this whole thing again. Right, because we didn't
Okay.
actually test environments.
Okay. Mean,
Okay.
but you tested it in SLV 1 and 2, right?
Right. I tested it in 1 and 2, and then I tested it in 3 and 4, but it wasn't actually deployed to 3 and 4, and I'm a moron in it. So.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, wait. The directory controller. Let me look at this ticket. Please hold on. Let me show. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I actually think the new solution is in 3 and 4 as well, because from Jakob's last comment, what needed to be done here was to update to the latest version of Stripes we share, and that has been done across all 4 environments. And that has been done. So yeah, I think that's actually deployed to 3 and 4 already.
Okay, then we do have a problem because, so first of all, it looks different now that I know what I'm looking for. It looks different between 1 and 3, right?
Okay.
Like, so in SLNP 1, it says type to search under supplier, and in SLNP 3, it does not. So
Okay.
that's suspicious, first of all.
It says type to search. Okay, so I'll probably need to compare the modules running those 2 environments.
Okay. But if it does turn out that 3 is current, then we do have a problem because it takes 3 seconds, 4 seconds for that filter pane to come up. And I'm worried that if it takes 4 seconds in our little mini environment, then it's going to take quite a bit longer in theirs.
Yeah.
I don't
Okay.
really know if that follows or not, but we're thinking about.
Yeah. Okay. So I have to compare. Okay, I see the difference. This one says type to search. This one doesn't. Under requester. Okay. So I need to compare their modules.
So, do we need to reopen a ticket or create a new ticket for sorting this out, or what's helpful for you, David?
Oh, I can see. Okay, I can see that. Okay, I just confirmed now that SLMP3 is using an older version. Right. I just confirmed that now.
Okay.
What sun, SLMP1, is actually more recent, and that should contain the most recent fixes. So yeah, SLMP3 is running an older version.
Okay, so could we reopen ILL dev 191 and just go through these last couple steps of testing again? And
Yeah.
then, okay, great, perfect.
Awesome.
Let's see here and assign this to David.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Cool. And then the only other question I had is on ILL dev 264, it's in review, but does that mean we can review it? I'm sorry, I know I've been told many times.
Yes, you I would say the 264, which one is that again? That's the
Close manually. Yeah.
Yes. So,
Awesome.
it's funky because it will say in review if I want it like code reviewed or like actually reviewed. But yeah, no, this one's ready to test.
Awesome. Yay, that's exciting. Thank you. That's
Yeah,
the
we had
only
some.
other one. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Kurt.
I said we had some fun getting this one to. Because when we when I deployed it, the actions didn't showed up didn't show up, and then I kind of had to remember, oh yeah, whenever we change the available actions, I had to ask Ian to blow that table away in the database so it can repopulate because it won't otherwise. But then when we deployed it, they didn't act, like just like there were no actions. So then we had to go and look at the logs, and we found that, oh look, it's when it does this little housekeeping thing to update the database, it's throwing an error, and so we had to figure out why it was doing that. And then it turned out there was a backport it needed from some code that Jason had done like 5 months ago that we needed to apply. But after all that was in, everything worked fine. So hopefully things will work with it.
Well, that's exciting. Well, I'm
Yeah.
excited to review this. So thank you for getting that done. That's awesome. Yeah, and go ahead. Sorry.
Sorry, just about that one. I just want to say, Kurt and I, we did discuss, and it should work for both copy workflows and loan workflows. So I don't know if it's worth testing both, but I just wanted to mention that.
Wait, okay. I'll make myself remember how to do a copy workflow and try and test that. So, but yeah, I think that's everything that ZFL related this week. I wasn't sure if I should report this, but neither supplier request will load in SLMP2. So I don't know if that's like someone's doing work or if that's like.
I mean, I thought so. So is it working in one? Just not two?
Yeah, just it's working in one, but not two.
That's weird because they should both be the same. They both should get. Oh, wait. Well, yeah, I feel like they
And
should both have the same stuff from when they get deployed.
they both come up like this, and so sorry, both supply and request come up with this 500 error in SLMP2.
Do you have that open, Tara? Do you want to share your screen?
Ooh. Yeah, so it's well, that's a lot of zoom controls. If you go to ILL request or supply, you can view the error details, and then if you click return to ILL landing request page, it just does it again. So
Are you able to copy and paste those details from the error thing? Like, I don't
yeah.
know.
Do you want them in a ticket or do you want them in chat?
Why don't you just send it to me in Slack, and I'll glance at that, see if I can figure out anything going on there.
Sounds good. I will send that along.
Okay.
Tara, was that all your
Was that all? Did you want more?
Yes.
Yes, that's everything I had. Thanks so much, everyone.
Of course. And David, do you have any questions or updates that you want to discuss while we're all together?
No, I think Tara's already listed everything that I had as concern already, especially the murderers and mod directory sync issue, which I already discussed with Ian, and we'll take a look at that after the meeting.
Okie dokie. Well, thank you for coming, guys. Feel free to jump off if you would like.
Yeah.
See ya. Ian, how are things going for you?
I'm on mute, sorry. We've been working on that demo. I'm trying to get my DMS working for that.
Yay.
A couple questions. UIRS, where is it? for the second version. Can you open that one actually? Let's see. I should have this open on my screen, but sorry. Does that one say, I'll pull it up. Does that one tell me where it is, or I'm just trying to figure out if this is still like on a branch or if it's its own repo yet.
No, it's master branch. I told them to switch the branches.
It's master branch on its own repo now.
Yeah, index data slash UIRS.
Okay. All right, great. Yeah, so I can get to that. Then the other question I had was about SLMP. There's David mentioned that there's the support issue about this directory and moderS being out of sync. If I recall, Jakob and David, the directory was created manually and not over Kafka. Is that correct?
For SLMP.
Yep. So I recall that in my directory and moderS, there's a copy of the directory information. And I think for SLMP, you guys just created it by hitting the moderS API and not feeding it over Kafka. Is that right?
Beats me. I have no idea.
Okay.
But I think no matter how we created it ourselves,
Well, we
the
probably told
customer
them
would use the API to create it.
they would use the API to create it and not
Yeah,
Kafka.
I think so, because how do you use Kafka?
Well, that's the default behavior of reshare.
No, but I mean, as a user, how do you use Kafka to, like, where is Kafka involved? Of to create directory entries.
When you save a directory entry in mod directory, it publishes to Kafka, and then moderS reads the Kafka queue and updates its copy of the directory.
Yeah, so that's how it's gonna be, and that's how it should be in our environments, because I think most our entries are manual entries, unless there was something that treated them through the script or something. But I think we've created most of them just manually. I can't remember. David might know, but why are you asking?
No, there's a support issue about requests being out of or directory being out of sync. So I'm trying to figure out how to troubleshoot that if they're if
Oh, but from the
expected to
customer, right?
work. What's that?
That's a support request from the customer.
Yeah. For
Okay.
ZFL.
Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out if we told them to create it by just making an entry hitting the moderS API, or if we had them set up Kafka.
No, I don't think they ever use the moderS API to create anything. It's been the directory API to create to, for creating entries.
Okay, so then it would have synced to moderS over Kafka.
Yeah, so probably Kafka was broke or something and it didn't sync. I mean, we've seen those issues before.
Sure,
Yeah,
yeah,
I
I'm
don't,
trying to figure out which issue I'm looking into here. Okay.
but I don't think we've ever, neither us or them, nobody was ever instructed to use the Modder as API for creating directory entries.
Really? Okay.
No, I
I'm
don't
just
think so.
looking at
Maybe developers, I wouldn't rule it out that some developers on our system use the Modder as API to create some stuff
okay.
for testing, but definitely not the customer.
Okay, great.
But who knows? Shit, I don't know. Like, what happened since we talked to them? And maybe somebody changed that and told them. To, I don't know. It's just ask them. But I 99% of they use Modder directory API.
Okay. Yeah, let me ask David as well. Okay, cool. Is he gone? Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's it. So I've mostly been messing around with this demo, and then I'll try to get back to regular support stuff, and then we've got some other demos and stuff to work on too. So just kind of trying to stay afloat with that.
What's the demo for?
There's three of them. There's the one for MN Pals that we've been working on, which has Folio with ECS and Reshare all together. And that's March 3. We've got an environment for Orbis Cascade to try out. And then we've got an ebooks pilot project that are all sort of early March things.
Okay. I'm just off a call with Stefan from GBV. I think it's just an organization. There's something crazy. And we, because you guys know, we're discussing this sort of follow-up project, well, follow-up related project, where they would just go ahead and replace ZFL with our system, with the broker-based system.
No, okay. That'd be
Yeah,
great.
so it is a big potential project, but they seem to want to tread safely here, and they want to evaluate it first. So we're just
know.
off the call with them. I don't know. Maybe they're concerned a little bit about, how is the application going to be used?
Yeah.
Because like the requirement is, of course, that it needs to be open source and that they need to host it. I think they got bitten a bit by the whole
Yeah,
Modern OS
it's
hosting.
real pain in the
So
eyes.
they wanna be careful. But it was still a relatively friendly conversation. We just explained to them that the setup is actually quite complex, especially that you need to have a bunch of systems behind the scenes that are integrated, because it doesn't really make sense to use the system on its own. It's like we cannot really get anywhere with that. So you need to have a bunch of systems. Like either you need to configure that mock to provide you some mock endpoints for for ISO and ANSIP, or you need to have Folio running behind the scenes if you really want to evaluate, end to end. And we were trying to steer them away from doing that as part of this evaluation project, because to me, it feels more like an integration project already. Like, I don't know how much money they will give us for that evaluation project, but it could be all sunk into just trying to set up the system. Like, it's always just more work than you can ever imagine trying to integrate those systems, especially if we're working with them, not on our own, but with them, right? I mean, it's again,
It's
the
pain.
ZFL issue. So what I was thinking, Ian, is that it would be better if we gave them access to our demo system,
Which
demos
is
development system, and essentially just give them some instruction, give them some instruction. Hey guys, this is, the API. That's how you can. This is like that's the existing tenants. Maybe give them some login to those tenants, and then you can test the system through the API yourself without, spending months on getting it deployed on your end.
which system are you thinking about right now specifically?
So
Something
we
we
have
would
a
build
choice,
or
right? I mean, those guys would be My take is primarily interested in the patron request API, so the new stuff we're building. Because if it's a Zfl replacement, then that's how Zfl works. Zfl is like a central system, central broker system where you create those requests in the central system, you monitor them in the central system, and they just get populated into the individual local systems, right, from the central system. So it's very much like the broker, but we don't have to do it. I mean, we can also they tell them, hey, that piece is just not ready yet, or it's not going to be part of the evaluation project. But we so in other words, we can give them access to this cross. You made this CrossLink broker dev
In the
environment in, a long
Reshare
time
2
ago.
namespace, or no, the crosslink thing.
The
Okay.
CrossLink namespace. I don't know if it still works. Maybe it's
I have
broken.
no
We'll have to
idea.
check. So that's one option, and then we tell them, hey, you guys can just use ISO 8266, or you can use this mock form to post some requests and check the API. But I think a better test might be that they actually use it with Folio, so use it with the RS tenants that you created, so that they
The
can,
Reshare 2 namespace.
yeah, because
Yeah,
then they
that's
can they
better to me.
could create the request. Anyway, really,
And
and
that's their configuration, right? They're running Folio plus some resource.
some of them, right? I mean, not
Right.
all of them. Some of those guys run Alma or some other, I think,
Right.
ILSs. But we don't want to, like, we won't be covering all options, right, for this demo. But I think this RS1 tenant demo, that at least shows you the integration with ILS, which is, so
Sure.
that's the big win.
What's
And you're
the
gonna,
timeline?
well, so we're gonna kind of propose them now, what that evaluation project be like, and yeah, they will want to pay us for this. So we have the next meeting with those guys in 2 weeks.
Okay. All
So I
right.
think it will be good to have some plan already, maybe even some access if possible, in 2 weeks. Because we will need to still put together some documentation for them. Hey, this is how you use the system. I don't think we have we have documentation in the broker, but nothing like step by step. This is what you do.
You mean to deploy or to configure?
No, to use. I'm thinking
Yeah, okay.
mostly like, how do I use the API? There's this Bruno slash Postman script,
Yeah.
which we maintain, which is like a happy path, which
Yeah.
I don't think it gets more obvious than that. So maybe that's what we do. So that's the thing that I've been trying to have Adam run successfully against the set of tenants you created, and I
Yep.
still don't know whether that was successful or not. So that's kind of a bummer. But if it is successful, or we can make it successful, then I will tell them, hey, run this and inspect this. So do you think it's a good idea, or?
To you have them use that our Reshare 2 thing to experiment with.
Yeah.
They're just moving data through there, not making any system changes, right?
No,
Like,
they wouldn't get any access other than the API access, right? So I
right,
think
right.
they would only be able to create some requests. We would need to tell them how to configure the IDE so that the mock can be used, like how Mallory tests when she does this return minus blah blah blah. Like this also give them, hey, this is the directory endpoint. You can see those example institutions,
I mean, I
just so
guess,
those guys get a feel about
yeah. I mean, I
how
guess
the
my only
system
concern
works.
is that if this is our development environment and we're, does that make it so where you're afraid to break it if they're using it all the time?
Yeah, I mean, that's also my fear, but although it's mostly developers that will be the DevOps and developers that will be reviewing it, right? I'm not so it's not like we have some guys. I mean,
Who are gonna be like
you can't
heads
rule this
down?
out. Yeah, but like a committee that is just testing the system, and if it's down, we are, it's a problem. So I think it's fine. We generally try to keep our systems running. I mean, like Trove Dev,
How often is it down? Like almost never. So
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not.
there's a difference between. Yeah, that's true. That's true. You're right. Yeah, something like that, or maybe another set. I don't know. I'm kind of sick of
Well, it's
preaching,
up to you,
but.
because if it's another set, then this will be a kind of like another task for you to set it up, right? I mean,
Right.
so
So the
that's
only thing is that the stuff that we have, like, I don't even know if it works. Like, I know it's deployed, but I don't,
Well, that's my concern, Ian. So, like, I think what is really just problematic here is that we have like you just setting it up, but not being able to like check if it's working. So
Right.
maybe we should touch base, or because I think you could run this Bruno thing effectively just to check it,
Sure. I mean, I'm happy to do that, and then we can decide if we want to, I could if clone those or just have them on the thing. But the only problem is that I can't do a whole lot of work in early March right now
Yeah.
because we've for some reason scheduled three urgent demos in early March. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. So we'll
But
need to think.
yeah, so we can add this one on to the end of that, but yeah.
Okay. Let me chat a little bit about. I think we would. I would say let's give them access to the dev system, because then it means less work for you. If it's down, it's down, but it's just the risk we do not take,
Sure.
and it's just less setting things up. And we need it set up anyway, right? Just for the guys to be able to verify it.
Okay. Well, do you want to schedule a meeting together next week to touch base on, how to use this Bruno thing or whatever it's called? And, so I can learn a little bit more about how to actually use this.
Yeah,
No,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
I'm setting it
what's the
up, but I don't
soonest?
really know how to,
What's the
like, I
soonest
feel like
you
there's
can
more I can
do?
do to verify here. All
What's the
right.
soonest you can do, Ian?
Not
Maybe.
today or tomorrow, but next week, anytime.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
My calendar is up to date. Do you want me to? Here, I'll find you.
Yeah,
Ooh.
and just create like an event, add me and Adam. If I'm not gonna be able to make it, I think that's fine, because then he will be able to show you. So that's fine.
Okay. What's vendor demo two? Are you gonna go to that on Tuesday?
Tuesday next week.
Yeah. Right after this meeting.
That's the MinPals demo. I'm surprised that Jakob's on that.
Okay. All right. I'll schedule it for then.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I mean, Jakob, if you're planning to go to the MinPals demo, that's fine, but I just would be, it's like
No.
a 9 hour thing.
Sheesh. All right. Yeah, wow. Okay. So what should I call this
Yeah.
meeting? Review Bruno and research.
Yeah, just yeah, research to dev environment review or something.
All right.
Yeah.
I have scheduled that, and I invited you and Adam.
That sounds cool. Yeah, my only concern, Ian, would be then that if you're so busy, you will still need to, because I feel like this is gonna be an important project. So let me just talk to Seb, because also I think you need to have space for this, because otherwise it's just gonna be messed up.
It might be worth checking with Mike, because he's been in a lot of the conversations around the demos. But I know that Seb also was involved with both the eBooks and the Orbis Cascade setup. So, in terms of shifting, if you need to try to shift things, but yeah.
Yeah. I think so the plan for now is that we have another meeting with those guys on the 12th of March. And in the meantime, Seb sort of promised to send them some stuff, So, I mean, if it's not this week, I think that's fine. If it's not next week, that's fine. But like like in a, the week of the 12th, I don't know what that is, like 7th of March or something. It would be good to send them something like, "Hey guys, you can," so just so they have a chance to hit it before the next meeting, and we can decide what the evaluation project is going to be like.
So early March would be good. Right.
Yeah, and
Who's
again, like it's
running the show here? All right. Sounds
yeah,
fun.
no, but it's it, and maybe let's see on Tuesday, because maybe there is not so much for you to do
Yeah,
if
I
there's.
think this is an easier, like there's not a whole lot of new stuff. We just have to make sure our current system works and then decide whether we want to let him into that or clone it or whatever. So it's not a big deal.
Yeah, and then I'm also thinking that maybe you actually on Tuesday you can sit down with Adam and we can fix some of like because
Let's
it probably doesn't work,
just
and
hash
then
out what's not working, and then I don't think if they're gonna have access to this or a system almost exactly like it, I don't think that's a big problem because it's already
no,
sorted out how we're gonna lay out this software and stuff, so that's fine.
yeah, I think that would be a good step, and then I have a feeling that those guys will still push for like getting that deployment on their end, so we will have to plan for that. But then it will be a longer timeline, much longer. It will be a couple of months that we have, so we will be able to plan around this, and also it will be a paid project. Okay.
I mean, getting paid is good, so yeah, let's do it. Sounds good. Yeah, so I'm, wrapping up the, I guess in summary, I'm wrapping up the MMPals demo. Then I'll try to take a look at 286, and then I'm gonna get back to the other demos. So that's basically it, and whatever support stuff.
Awesome. Mallory, do you want to scroll down or what you gonna?
Sorry, I got distracted. Yeah.
I don't know. Was there something that I? Yeah. You asked me to look into two tickets on Monday. One ticket that was with the multiple items from Alma.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that I have asked Giannis to do because it's sort of related to the work he's actually doing in the patron request API.
Okay.
Sort of orthogonally related. We don't currently have support for multiple item IDs. I think I mentioned to you, we chatted a bit. I had the honest check. The way this is done in Resher is very non-standard. There's no way to make it work with Alma. So we need to do a lot of shimming between Resher and Alma. So he's gonna do that shimming. So I think
Okay.
it's gonna be done. So that's for the multiple items. Until this is done, there's no way to make it work. And then the other thing was this 500 this cancellation problem that
Yeah.
you asked me to look into. I created a broker ticket for the workaround, and that should already be deployed. And I reassigned that ticket to you for the
Okay.
review. But there
I
is
think
no
that
fixing this one, right? I mean, it's just going to be fixed for the future case.
yeah, and this is kind of hard to test because it's an error on Alma's side that I'm not sure how we would recreate it.
What you can test, Mallory, is you can send a console from Alma, for example. And then just do nothing. Don't approve it from the research side. But actually, I just wonder if you do you know if you don't up if you have cancellation and it's not approved. Will the aging still close the request?
I think that it should. should I well, yeah, I guess it would be in a state of like pending cancel. I don't know if it would. I think it would still age, but I could be wrong.
If it's still gonna age, then that could be your test. Then just send a cancellation, but don't accept it, and leave the request to age. And then what you should see is that it no longer tries to select the next supplier, because that was the bug, pretty much. I mean, the bug, that was the unfortunate behavior in the previous implementation. Because the fix right now is actually very simple. The fix right now is that when it gets the cancellation, it will mark all the remaining suppliers as skipped immediately without waiting for the cancellation response. So, in other words, it doesn't matter what that supplier does, whether and it doesn't even matter whether the cancellation gets there or if it fails. It will always skip them. So like if sometime in the future that there happens to be a response from that supplier, like this aging response, for example, then it won't resume the loop because there won't be anything to resume. Everything else will be considered skipped. It will still send some messages back to Alma saying that the transaction is unfilled, and Alma will error out on them, but that should not be a problem. It will just, it will
That's
just,
usual.
yeah, exactly. So that's, yeah, not nothing new.
Okay.
But we should not see the situation that this goes to the next supplier. And the
Okay.
only way for you to test it is to do it like this: send the cancellation, don't accept it, wait for the thing to get to age, and see that it doesn't resume, but
Okay.
it does age. Yeah, so that could be the test. You can also just like in the supplier list, you can also see this, right? When you send that request and then you set the cancel from Alma, you can also just go to the event, the transaction
Yep.
thing, and you should see all the suppliers besides the selected one skipped.
Okay.
Yeah, but that just
That
confirms
makes
that it's
sense.
skipped. Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah. So,
Okay.
and yeah.
I'll test that out.
I mean, the only thing that remains broken is the fact that Alma doesn't wait for the cancellation response, and I wrote it on the ticket, right? So,
Yeah.
we're not going to resume because we fixed the behavior. Well, we effectively fixed the behavior in the broker, but you can still have a situation where somebody cancels and the other side has already shipped or done something that it cannot cancel. It's going to refuse the cancel, but at this point Alma has already removed the transaction, so like they cannot even tell the other side, hey, you cannot cancel, which is very strange behavior from Alma. It's like it just sends that cancel and doesn't even care if it was successful or not. It just assumes
Yeah.
that it is.
I wonder if there's a limit. Like, I wonder if they have a, like, maybe that cancel option's not available in their system. Well, yeah, if it's already been shipped, like, maybe they don't
Yeah.
even, like, maybe it doesn't present itself. I'm not sure. They don't seem to have a lot of controls like that, like, a lot of, like, state controls the way that we do, though. So,
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if you're probably right. It's probably they just make the assumption, hey, if it's not shipped, you can cancel. If it's been shipped, you cannot. And they just don't care. But that's
yeah.
not really how this protocol works, right? Because it doesn't, like, in this protocol, it doesn't make any difference whether it's been shipped or not. What makes a difference is that you ask for a cancellation. That's really what this message is. It's not, hey, I just decided I have canceled and you should be cool with it. It's like, can you please cancel? And then you have to respond yes or no. And they just don't care. They don't wait for any response. They just kill the transaction on their side. And
Yep.
that we cannot fix, right? But
Right.
the behavior is fixed. Yeah. All right,
Thank
and
you
I
very much.
sure, no problem. And I just wanted, like, Kurt, was there anything we needed to discuss?
No, I'm just kind of I'm finishing, working on with the directory sync stuff. So it's coming along, and hopefully I'll have that working by the end of the week. There might be some changes to the front end once I get that ready, since the front end assumes that there's a consortia endpoint and stuff, but I might tackle those. I think it might be something I can work on. So
Okay. And Kurt, remind me, are you able to make like the you can also work on the UI changes, right? On the directory. Yeah, cool. So I don't know, guys, like what's the best way to kind of push that work forwards, but because it's kind of in a limbo. But maybe I don't know, Mallory, if there's anything you can also already make some decisions about regarding. Because I don't know, like that whole process with Alan, I think that's gonna take ages. And what I was wondering is that should we just go ahead and start fixing all the functionality in the directory UI just to make it work with the where it makes sense, right? Just to make it work with the new API, or is there some changes that we already start wanna make?
It's a good question. I guess it couldn't hurt to just start with what we already know. I kind of get the sense that his directory dream is like a longer range like thing, but I
Yeah, it's much more than just
yeah like the basic functions.
Yeah, and we will need the basic functions. Like if this is a failed project, replacement project happens, and I think the chance is very high, then we just don't want to wait for his stuff because they will need a way to configure the system. And we've, because we moved so much configuration over to directory, including the Zensip stuff, it's got to be there.
Yeah, and I think that I think as long as it can be extended like with additional information at some point, then it's probably like it's fine if that's like something that can be accounted for in this early stage. And I know that Trove is extremely anxious to have some control over their directory. So like being able to adjust networks and tiers and stuff like that, so, and their closures and all that fun stuff that we have packed into a spreadsheet. So I don't know if you're considering including some of that
Sure.
stuff.
Yeah. So I'm just think loud thinking. I mean, I think you should just think about it and like do whatever feels the best. But maybe you could start creating Jira tickets for this, because I think Kurt, maybe for now the assumption be just do it. Just fix it to the point where we can browse the entries, we can create them, we can edit them and so forth. But even if you port all the existing functionality over to the new API, there will be some elements like Mallory mentions, like editing networks, editing tiers, max cost for each tier, the new ANSIP stuff, right? I mean, all of that needs to be exposed in the UI. But that's gonna be both addressing the Trove situation where they still use that spreadsheet and addressing the ZFL situation where we just need to have a system for them to configure the directory. So I don't know, Mallory, maybe just think about this. Like, what's the, I don't know, what's the best way just so we kind of get there.
So, like, you think I should create like maybe an epic for like directory functionality or something, like user
Yeah.
functionality, and then just start adding things that we know will need to be managed in the directory. Okay. I will probably start that after the MinPals demo, because that's where I need to be
Sure,
focused right
I
now.
think
But
that's.
yeah, so probably like Wednesday, I'll get started on that.
Sounds good. Sounds good. And I think that should give you some time, Kurt, also to just get
Yeah,
the
go ahead.
basic stuff working, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So just please focus on that, and let's just get as far as we can. Okay, so that's directory, and then when Jason is back next week, I think I'll ask him to kind of push on the ILL apps. We should have some new APIs for him and the broker, including the stuff for the conditions and for the items. So at least he can cover that. I don't think, yeah, there's probably more, but at least that for now, that's it. Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, all.
All right, until we meet again, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.